Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through our risen Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Our sermon text today is from the epistle lesson appointed for this, the fifth Sunday in the season of Easter. I read to you from 1 Peter 2, verses 2 through 10. Like newborn infants, long for this pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So thus far the text. I invite you to pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we praise you for the word that you bring us each week, and we ask that you help us to receive this word by your grace, and especially that it's empowered by your Spirit, that we have understanding and faith to believe. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. My dear brothers in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and our sisters in Christ, your salvation is complete. If something were to interrupt this sermon at this point, if you were to have a heart attack or a stroke, or if you got hit by a meteorite right now, or run over by a Bugs Bunny streetcar, and you still knew just those five words, your destination would be Christ and heaven. Your salvation is complete in Christ. It's as simple as that. That's a life-giving foundation. Nothing in this world can actually hold a candle to those words. And it's being proven to us even now as we go through these COVID-19 days, this crisis. All the things of this world have actually been shaken in terms of their stability. Everything that peoples and even nations held as stable have been shaken down to their foundations. Maybe you've experienced some of this instability yourself, financially, socially, mentally. Some things have been major earthquakes. I know some of us have had to deal with illness and not being able to get into the hospital to visit. Some of us have had to deal with death, the death of a loved one, and only could gather with 10 people around a casket. Some of us have been locked down in retirement homes and haven't been able to receive visitors at all. Maybe some of us have experienced family strife or found ourselves absolutely ill-equipped to deal with mental health issues. Those things are real earthquakes right now. Some are a little bit more subtle than that, of course, like how you feel when a stranger passes by a bit too close in a grocery store, or how you feel when you look at your face in the mirror and you realize you haven't been to a barber or a hairdresser for the last 6 weeks, and maybe even longer. I invite you just to stop thinking about those earthquakes and those tremors, and just take a deep breath right now. If you need to, hit pause for a second on this video, Just hit pause and go pour yourself a nice warm drink, a coffee or a tea or a hot chocolate, and then to maybe even consider grabbing your Bible and a pen and a pad of paper. I'm going to use a lot of scriptural references today, and you might want to write some of those down. If you are hitting pause, go check on your kids too and give them a hug, and then come back ready to hear some good news. For those of you who have hit pause, welcome back. The first point of good news that I'd like to talk about today is that your Christ has not changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says so in Hebrews 13:8. In Revelation 22, verse 13, Jesus reminds us that he has eternal oversight in our lives. There it says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." The Alpha and the Omega, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the term, are the first and last letters in the Greek alphabet. And you'll see them quite often linked together or overlaying one another in the iconography of the church. Here at Grace, we actually use it prominently even in our church logo in our website, as it reminds us of our Lord's eternal reign. Eternal because he pre-existed the world's creation. He's the word by which all things were spoken into existence. So it says in John 1, verses 1 through 3. But he's not just involved in our creation, and we know this, he's also involved in our salvation. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the richness of his grace. Ephesians 1, 7. He cares for us daily, too. Having risen from the grave and ascended into heaven, he even now is seated right at God's right hand and has command of all things and is watching out over us. Hebrews 1:3 says, "He is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power." Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. So it says in Psalm 121, a word of comfort which goes on to say, the Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. And I might be bold to add, do so for all eternity. For God says in Isaiah 43:13, from eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo anything that I have done. Now, you're unchanging Christ. He's watching out over you. And all that remains trustworthy as your foundation. He'll never change as your foundation. The very things that he's given you are equally unchanging. Your baptism, for instance, that's another solid anchor point, another solid foundation. The Apostle Peter writes this. He says, baptism now saves. It's a done deal. Apostle Peter, if I didn't say that right. 1 Peter 3, 21. 1 Corinthians 12:13, there the Apostle Paul writes, for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body. And then in Galatians 3:27, Paul adds these words. He says, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. So without any further involvement on your part, you're included in Christ and made co-heirs of his kingdom, which never ends. That's done by grace. Can your inheritance be lost? Not ever. For Jesus himself says, of those whom you have given me, I lost not one. John 18:9. Can you deny your inheritance? That's a question that we need to answer. Yes, you can. You can throw away your salvation. It can't be lost, but you can discard it. You can deny your salvation and reject your inheritance outright if you think it wise to do. You can give it all up for new moral codes, new social values, new worldly things, new worldly pleasures, But in all sincerity, Scripture asks us, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? That's Matthew 16:26. There's no gain in these worldly things, these worldly pleasures. There's no gain at all in any of those things. As a matter of fact, the loss is so huge that our Lord purposes to remind us of these things. And he searches diligently for those who have been, who have left the flock, who are his children. And he searches diligently for those who have been attacked by Satan. And he works to return them to the fold. He binds their wounds and extends his promises out over them that they once again can have peace. When you have peace, everything in your life changes. The Apostle Paul here, he says, you like living stones are being built up upon the true living stone, treated as an individual in him who is your salvation. You're being built up. You're being made into a true and living stone. How many stones have you actually seen that could be brought to life? It seems almost impossible for this to happen, and yet this is exactly what your Lord accomplished for your sake. Your stone heart has been brought to life by grace, and now is even now being sustained by faith. How many stones does it take then to build a church? That's a good question to ask too. Many of the great cathedrals in Europe were comprised of thousands upon thousands of stones, but they all pale in comparison to the grand edifice that God has established in you. And that's just one stone laid upon one foundation. That's just you set upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. That's the perfect relationship. You're being built up into a spiritual house. You yourself are being built up into a spiritual house. You yourself are being made a holy, made into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. You yourself are being made into a witness that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You were not a people. That's an interesting way of putting it. The Apostle Paul was writing this to a Gentile crowd. They were not a people, not like the Israelites were a people. They were not named by God to be the recipients of God's holy priesthood. And yet now God declared them a people. God declared you his royal priesthood. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. That's your foundation. God called you out of nothingness into holiness. God made it possible for you to, as a sinner, receive righteousness. God made it all possible through Christ. You know, that's your foundation. That's your assurance. And that, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is a comfort that will never be taken away, not by Satan, not by man, and certainly not ever by a virus. Your key verse for today is from the psalm appointed for this Sunday. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Psalm 146:5. As always, you'll find that printed in your worship folders, and you'll also find that on the interactive worship page on our website. Satiated in Christ, fed by him and made to be at peace in his salvation, you have a foundation the world just doesn't have. You've been blessed to stand up as a child of God, built up on that beautiful foundation that is Christ. May he continue to support you in that confidence and build you up upon that eternal foundation that you can indeed face this week coming up and more weeks beyond, and that you can be a help to those who are still struggling in the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, in our prayers, we remember our moms, because it is Mother's Day. We also remember those who are struggling with COVID-19 in this world. We pray for our caregivers and those who are keeping us in food. And we ask God to also bless the crops for our farmers, and that God will use us to spread his word to all people. I invite you to bow your heads in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, today is Mother's Day, and we celebrate this great gift of moms to us. We wouldn't have life without them. And Lord God, we just pray that you bless them. Those who are alive on this side of eternity, we ask that you especially give them a word of peace, knowing that their children are in your care even now. Lord God, we ask you to also bless those who are struggling in this COVID-19 world, whether they are facing major earthquakes or minor tremors. We ask that you help them to see your Son before them, and that they have a good and firm ground to stand on by believing in him. Bless them with the presence of your Holy Spirit. Bless us as well, dear God, with the ability to speak about our salvation. Bless us with the ability to proclaim your Son. And Lord God, we ask that you also bless those who are doing physical care and not just spiritual care, those who are in our hospitals and our nursing homes, those who are caring for those who are ill, and those that are protecting those who are in those facilities, that we have a continuum of care that blocks out all of that COVID-19 virus. Lord God, be with those who are keeping us in food as well, and offer them comfort and your loving hand of protection as well. And Lord God, bless our farmers. The food supply is in a precarious position. Meat packers are and meat suppliers are indeed suffering with this COVID-19 spread. We just ask that you return things to good health, especially that you safeguard the lives of those that are ill, and return them to their families and to work. We pray for our family, for our farmers as well in this world where food supply chains are being disrupted, and they have no place to go with their livestock. We just pray your blessings upon them. Give them peace in the midst of all this, to trust what it is that is going on into your hands. And Lord God, bless the work that they do, that they might see the fruits of their labors. We pray for their crops as well as they are planting now, that you bless them to a good harvest. All of these things we lay before you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.